Passage 2. Let's turn our focus now to advertising. We all know what an advertisement is. It's essentially a message that announces something for sale. Now, there is an important precondition that must exist before you have advertising, and that's a large supply of consumer goods. That is, things to sell. You see a place where the demand for a product is greater than the supply, there is no need to advertise. Now, the earliest forms of advertising going back many hundreds of years, with a simple sign over shop doors that told you whether the shop was a bakery, a butcher shop, or what have you. Then, with the advent of printing press, advertising increased substantially. Ads for products like coffee, tea, and chocolate appeared in newspapers and other periodicals, as well as on the sides of buildings. In the American colonies, advertising and communications media like newspapers and pamphlets became a major factor in marketing goods and services. By modern standards, these early advertisements were quite small and subdued, not as splashy, whole-page spread of today. Still, some of them appeared on the front pages of newspapers, probably because the news often consisted of less than fresh reports from distant Europe, while the ads were current and local. Advertising really came and became an essential part of doing business during the Industrial Revolution. Suddenly, there was a much greater supply of things to sell. And, as we said earlier, that is the driving force behind advertising. People's attention had to be drawn to the new product. Let's take a look at some of the advertisements from that time.
Questions 13 to 15 are based on the passage you have just heard.
Question 13.
What does the speaker say is an important precondition for advertising?
Question 14. According to the speaker, what was the first advertisement?
Question 15.
Why did early advertisements still appear on the front pages of newspapers?